Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa Bay, this is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the radio. We hope that you guys listen to the show. And at the end of it, you say, hey, that was good to know. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit more about AI. We got some great feedback in regards to some previous episodes that we did on AI. But what I wanted to do is spend a little time and talk about AI for businesses. Not so much like AI's tools are using ChatGPT or, you know, to create an image or using, you know, a tool, you know, integrated into another tool that uses AI. But we really wanted to spend some time, talking about how businesses are going to use AI and how corporations and should actually start thinking about AI and how it integrates into their overall technical strategy or their business strategy. Our guest that's joining us is Nuke Goldstein. And Nuke is a resident AI specialist. And thanks for joining the show, Nuke.
Hi, Jeff. Glad to be here again. Thanks.
Wonderful. Nuke, you know, we had some conversations about, like, you know, what AI is going to do in marketing and some other things. And maybe, like, you know, we talked a little bit about the AI tool sets like ChatGPT and the race to AI for a lot of these organizations, such as Microsoft and Meta and OpenAI and these organizations that are building the underpinnings of AI, but we haven't really spent much time, you know, talking about AI and how the businesses are going to use AI. So, first and foremost, I just want to get your thought on, you know, just the general landscape of artificial intelligence and how companies are starting to think about using AI in their businesses.
Yeah, well, again, thanks for having me. I think this is a very important topic to discuss. And to start, I want to quote from the PwC Consulting Group website. And look at the website, it says 70% of CEOs believe generative AI will significantly change the way their company creates, delivers, and captures value in the next 3 years. Which is, you know, to me, when I read it, I said, where are the other 30%? The same report from PwC, or report from PwC, says that by 2030, there will be a 14% global GDP growth from AI. That's almost $16 trillion globally. And of course, the US leads it, China is next, et cetera, et cetera. 6.6 trillion of this increased productivity is of this GDP growth is from increased productivity. 9.1 trillion is from consumption. These are amazing numbers. These are enormous numbers. And we're talking about 2030. That's 5 years from now. That's nothing. So something big is brewing, and if you're a CEO or business manager or owner of a company and you don't think about AI, you don't lose a few minutes of sleep once in a while because of AI, then you should. This is a big change, and we can elaborate as we talk, but I just wanted to kind of capture the size and enormous shift that is going on and how fast it is.
Yeah, Nuke, I mean, the numbers that you mentioned, adoption rate, 75% are going to be, of businesses are going to use AI in their businesses to increase productivity, increase efficiencies, and what have you. But a lot of times, you know, there's the hype aspect of it, right? You know, AI is, you know, you do a Google trend search and you look at AI and you can just see, you know, the massive upswing in, you know, searches on AI. It's incredible. But, you know, one of the things that I think is AI is just going to be kind of it's a tool, you know, that businesses are going to use. Now, the term AI is just going to kind of go away per se. It's just going to be a technology built on using artificial intelligence to help them with their businesses. Would you kind of agree that, like, you know, right now we're in the stage where people are talking about AI, but at some point in time, it's just going to be their business, but they're going to be leveraging the power of AI inside their business. You know, from a branding standpoint, AI is going to, you know, maybe fade away over the few years. They're just going to actually use it to help their businesses.
Yeah, in a sense. I mean, I don't know if the term will disappear or how it will look like. Nobody really knows. What we do know is that the rate of progress is so quick that two things happen. One is intelligence. The level of intelligence of these machines and software is rising exponentially. We're talking about almost daily progress. By 2029, by all projections, the artificial intelligence will be as smart as humans. And when I say smart as human, it doesn't mean that you'll have an AI that can do a radio show. It means that you'll have an AI that can do a radio show and everything else that humans do. Next year, ChatGPT 5 or GPT 5 is expected, according to the CTO of OpenAI, the people who produce a GPT. It will be at the level of a PhD. And when I say level of PhD, again, it's not one PhD, it's every PhD, almost every PhD in the world. So we're talking about an enormous shift on how we how we address intelligence, how we address the capabilities of our species. And we're talking about very short-term timeline where in 5 years, and if the technology exists, it doesn't mean that the adoption is immediate, but the adoption can be very, very quick, like we saw with smartphones, and, you know, even with ChatGPT itself. We're talking 5 years, intelligence all around us, enhanced intelligence, you know, from our cars to our appliances, you know, at our work, at our business. And this is where businesses need to adapt and consider it. So I want to address one thing, though. When I was young, at the PC and the early computers starting to come out, the development came from the government. It was too expensive, too heavy. There wasn't a lot of consumer services. And then the PC came and things started to shift. But today, technology adoption comes from retail even faster than it comes from the government or businesses or anyone else. And this creates a race between businesses and consumers because of two things. One, if you're a CEO, you have to understand that all of your employees and staff will be using AI in their daily lives. It makes no sense that they'll use it in their daily lives and they won't use it at work to enhance their productivity and output. The second thing is, the same goes to your customers. Your customers will be using and expecting new features, new technologies, new capabilities. And if you cannot deliver that, somebody else will. So this will happen very fast. It's already happening. You know, if you're a CEO, if you're a business leader and you're not addressing this, I pretty much assure you that most of your competitors are. You know, it's a race. I see it as exciting, but it's an amazing opportunity to improve your bottom line, to improve your capabilities, to improve the efficiency of the company, and all of that.
Yeah, and I was reading something in Forbes Advisor. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. You're listening to us today and this weekend here on AM 1040 Tampa Bay. We appreciate them being a part of our program and making this happen. We also thank Faithful Delivery Services, our friend Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. If you need something shipped overnight, same or next day, just do a quick Google search, Faithful Delivery Services, and then ask for Dan Austin, and he'll take care of you. Same price, next day service for less than brown or blue. I notice a lot of people are using AI in customer service. It says that, you know, it is, you know, 56% of the people surveyed in the Forbes Advisor said they're going to be using AI in customer service, like, you know, chatbots and things of that nature. Why do you think customer service is probably a good place for organizations to start?
Yeah, that's what we call a low-hanging fruit almost, because customer service is usually, at least on the tier one, tier two, where, you know, you hear the same questions and you answer the same answers. These are usually the way it works in customer support is that the people who work there have scripts. They're not experts in your product. They're not, engineers. They have scripts. And when the customer starts asking the question, they turn on the correct script and they basically have the conversation according to that. This is very, very easy stuff for an AI. Now, the problem was that when you talk to customer support, you want to hear a human voice. You know, we all remember when India started to provide this outsourced customer support. You had this thick accent and name like George and Jeff, right? Because they want to, they want the people on the other side to relate to those who are asking the questions. What happens now is that the modern AI, the modern LLMs, the models that OpenAI and others are releasing in terms of voice and communication with humans, it sounds amazingly like human. You cannot make the difference. If you look at the demos that the OpenAI showed a couple of months ago, and they're now slowly releasing it to the public, it definitely sounds like this is human. This is past the Turing test in many cases. So to answer your question, customer support is an easy picking. So instead of holding hundreds of thousands or who knows how many people just answering the phone and following scripts, why not use pennies on the dollar in this case and invest in software that does the same and possibly provides even a better service? So I think this is one of those jobs, at least tier one, tier two, where you know, we don't need like a deep technical or solve complex problems. An AI can do that job very, very well. And maybe down the line, even, deeper tiers will be replaced. But even now, you can pretty much implement AIs and get a really good ROI on these systems.
Well, it's interesting that you say, talking about the experience, the customer service experience and that level one, chat bot and, things of that nature. I mean, but what a lot of people don't realize is that AI is going to be able to do a full multimedia interfaces. They will be able to have an agent that, an AI agent that can look and talk and answer your questions in real time, be able to answer them in the language that you prefer, and be able to provide the information that they're looking for even quicker in the way that the user wants to use the AI in itself. Nuke, as we kind of continue on, we're talking with Nuke Goldstein. Nuke is an AI expert here in the Tampa Bay area. And we're talking about how businesses are going to use AI and what they need to start thinking of. And we're going to kind of pivot more here in the second half of our segment about some of the things that CEOs of organizations really need to start thinking about. And Nuke is actually going to be hosting an event coming up this fall. We'll get some more details on that. Again, this is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com. We appreciate you taking our time and listening in, Tampa. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people are concerned about is the workforce and the reduction in workforce. You know, one third of businesses are concerned about that. What are your kind of thoughts on, you know, where that reduction will come from? But on the flip side of that, it's going to create new opportunities for other people in the business and changing the business landscape. Is that correct?
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. And if you're a business manager or an owner and you want to address this, the first thing you need to do is get someone to help you with that. There's a relatively new position called Chief AI Officer or CAIO. I still don't see a lot of demand for this, but I think it's going to pick up very, very quickly. And the reason for this is this, you know, if you're a Microsoft or a Google, you can make big bets. You know, Meta made a $60 billion bet on virtual reality. That currently has not materialized into a $60 billion in income. And it probably will take a long time for this to happen. So these big companies, deep pockets, they can do whatever they want. They can take gambles. They can race each other. They're not going away anytime soon. Most businesses can't make that size of a gamble, right? So when they address a shift, like an AI shift, they need to be careful. You need to, first of all, assess where we are now. We talked about customer support. There's plenty of great AIs and systems you can implement right now. So that's, as I said, a low-hanging fruit. But if you talk about AI agents, for example, that's where an AI officer will tell you, look, we know it's coming. We know that we expect that in 6 months to the next 3 years, we're going to have billions of agents. And we're going to do XYZ with these agents. And everybody will be using agents if they know it. And if they don't know it, it's be all around us. We will need to use it. So what's the game plan? You know, what do you do right now? And that's when the AI officer can help you and come up with a plan that is both feasible and tangible, you know, and not something that is a pie in the sky. You're going to invest millions of dollars, and if you get it wrong, this goes down the drain. Or if you get the timing wrong, it's the same outcome. So you need a plan. You need a game plan. You need a roadmap. And the roadmap should show, okay, here is where we are. These are the technologies available to us. Here is a year from now. This is the technology we expect to have. This is the level of effort that we need to, in order to build or improve our product. I'll give you another example. Let's say you have an inventory. You run an inventory. And today there's a few robots maybe that can help, but the return on investment is not that great maybe. Maybe, I don't know, I'm just speculating. But we expect next year to have millions, and in 5 years, maybe billions of humanoid robots, and the cost will go down. And what does that mean for your inventory management? Now, you asked about employees. It's the same goes for employees. If you look at what JP Morgan, for example, has done, JP Morgan has just released internally an AI, a very powerful AI that is an analyst. And this AI is not there, they're not firing analysts, they're just equipping them with that AI. So 50,000 analysts in JP Morgan, the biggest bank in the world, by the way, will have a new tool. Will that impact their headcount down the line? I don't know. But at this point, they're not firing anyone. They're saying, hey, we got 50,000 people, let's just enhance them and make these 50,000 people work like 150,000 people because they have new tools. And you know, and doesn't mean they need to work more. They need to, you know, they just need to be more productive. And these tools allow them to be more productive. You know, but I don't want to underestimate the impact on the job market. There's sure. going to be a lot of jobs going down the drain and disappearing, but there's going to be a lot of jobs created as well.
Right.
So I think there's going to be a shift in new positions rather than just unemployment.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine if I was in the workforce, you know, some of the things that I would want to be doing is understanding, you know, not necessarily, you know, building AI, but, you know, how to utilize AI in my role to make myself or my department more efficient. You know, and because, again, they're tools, right? I mean, AI is a tool. And the strategy needs to be implemented to figure out what they're going to do with this tool. So how it's going to impact them. I guess it's kind of similar to, like, you know, before websites were there, businesses didn't have websites, right? And so, you know, along came this tool or this marketing tool or, you know, intranets and all that thing. The business had to really kind of understand, you know, what impact that's going to make. How is an intranet going to make them more efficient? Now you look at most businesses, HR departments are ran on some type of intranet with some type of integrated search function, making things more efficient, making employees be able to find information faster. This is just going to take that to the next level of steroids. Newt Goldstein, we're talking here on That Is Good to Know. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, Newt, is you're working on an opportunity for an event for CEO levels or C-level people to understand AI and start planning strategically within their business. Tell us a little bit about what you're thinking and, you know, maybe the vision for this event and some of the subjects that you're gonna talk about.
Yeah, of course. So when I dig into AI and the shifts and, you know, looking into the future, looking into the present, I see a lot of ongoing, changes. Yet when I Google just for fun and say, hey, I need help with my AI. And usually what you see like technology companies saying, hey, we'll take your data and we'll build you a super smart artificial intelligence. I think this is wrong. I think when a CEO comes in and seeks help, okay, I got it. AI is changing everything. What should I do? Then you need to somebody who will walk you through it, really understand your company, really understand the challenges, the opportunities. What does it mean for your employees? What does it mean if you have data? How do you utilize the data and turn it into intelligence and knowledge? What new tools are available for you in accounting, in the CRM, in the, you know, inventory management, et cetera? And what does AI agents, the new coming technology, what does that mean? So et cetera, et cetera. So there's many, many elements. It doesn't have to be, hey, you have data, I'll make you an AI. I don't think that's the right approach. I think the change is more fundamental, and I want to communicate that with business leaders. And I also want to hear from them, you know,
sure.
maybe I have it wrong. Maybe they're already, everybody's working on that and they have other ideas on how to do it. But I think that the objective here is to create a line of communication and bridge any gap in knowledge or understanding, get some, epiphany and some ideas and get everyone ready for this new era coming fast.
All right, Nuke, I'm going to have you back. Let's talk about your event. It's AI at nukegold.com, and we're going to have you back after this episode. This is Jeff Stanislow from That Is Good to Know.